بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جرير رضي الله عنه قال: سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن نذر الفجأة فقال: اصرف بصرك. Still in this chapter, that it is prohibited to look at other women, strange women, women who are not our immediate family. Hadrat Jarir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that sometimes unexpectedly your eyes fall upon a woman that you are not supposed to look at. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said that turn your face away immediately. In another narration which comes that Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not cast a second glance after the first one. The first one by mistake is forgiven, and the second one is done intentionally, and that a person will be taken to task for. And this applies to those cases where we don't expect woman. Like we are sitting in a masjid, if a woman has to come now, some movement takes place, automatically a person looks up, then he sees it's a woman. And so that is will be forgiven if he turns his gaze away after that. But where women are expected all the time, as is common today in the shopping places, in the streets, everywhere, even in our homes where there isn't parda, it is not permissible. The first glance also is not permissible. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi has explained it so beautifully. He says that if you look at a woman and if she happens to be unattractive, she's not pretty, then you will be sorry that why did I look. And if she is pretty, you will be sorry that why haven't I got her for me. So in any case, you will be sorry. So rather you don't look. There are many benefits, ulama have explained. One is that when a person, as it comes in the hadith, if he doesn't look at strange women, then he will be blessed with the sweetness of iman. And by that he will enjoy his ibadat, everything. And further, a person who does not look at other women, his own wife will appear to be the most beautiful in his eyes. And he will have a wonderful married life with his wife. But when he's looking at other women all the time, his own wife won't have attraction for him. And at home he won't have a good life. Also, a person who doesn't look at other women and remains pure and clean, the result of that, his wife will also be pure and clean. She also won't look at other women. And it's quite clear that what a wonderful relationship that will produce. It is also of experience that when there is a woman and she's pretty also and you want to look, but you did not look fearing Allah Ta'ala, at that time the dua you make is readily accepted immediately. And one of the greatest things is that a person is saved from the punishment of the year after. On the other hand, when a person does look, he glances all the time, which is common today, looking at other women, and worse than that, at porn, etc. A person looks at all this, then the enjoyment of ibadat is removed from such a person. And that causes discord, and it causes confrontation in the home. Many of the arguments and fights in the house is because of this. A person who does not control his gaze is removed from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Looking at other women pollutes and darkens the heart. Then this lustful gazes, then it goes to a step further that we want to start talking and then start having meetings. And then it ends at a place where it is most dangerous, which causes then disgrace to a person. His own family, his own home breaks up, and it causes endless problems for him all the time. And also by looking all the time, a person loses his semen in having the wet dreams, etc. And then his strength, his manhood strength departs also from him, and he becomes weak in that regard. وعن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كنت عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعنده ميمونة. حضرت أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها says, I was by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Hazrat Umme Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha was also there, two of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqbala ibn Umme Maktoum, and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umme Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, and he was a blind sahabi. He also came there where they were. وَذَٰلِكَ بَعْدًا أُمِرْنَا بِالْحِجَابِ, and this was after the laws of parda had come down already. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اِحْتِجِبَا مِنْهُ, that make parda from him. فَقُلْنَا, we replied to Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ أَلَيْسَ هُوَ أَعْمَى لَا يُبْصِرُنَا وَلَا يَعْرِفُنَا, isn't it he's blind? He can't see us. He's a blind Sahabi, and he doesn't know us. He doesn't recognize us. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَفَأَمْ يَعْوَانِ أَنْتُمَا أَلَسْتُمَا تُبْصِرَانِهِ, then what? Are both of you also blind? Can't you see him? In other words, parda is from you also. Parda is not only that man must not look at woman. Parda is that woman must not look at man as well. So woman must also not gaze their glances and look at other men, even if it is a blind person. So the parda should be maintained from him also. And so this is a demand of Shariat, that woman should also maintain parda, and they also should not look unnecessarily at other men. وعن أبي سعيد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, حضرت أبو سعيد رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا ينظر الرجل إلى عورة الرجل, that a man must not look at the private parts of another man. Unfortunately, this also has become quite common, especially with youngsters, where they live together in hostels, etc. They will even shower in front of one another nakedly, etc. But the sitter of a man from the navel to the knee, that part of the body, a person is not allowed to see. So that is the parda, and one man is not allowed to look at the parda of another man. وَلَا الْمَرْأَةُ إِلَىٰ أَوْرَةِ الْمَرْأَةِ, and neither are women. Many commonly women just dress freely amongst one, in front of one another, and they undress and they change into their other clothes, but it is not permissible for a woman to look at the private parts of another woman also, that part which is sitter for the woman. وَلَا يُفْضِي الرَّجُلْ إِلَى الرَّجُلُ فِي ثَوْمٍ وَاحِدٍ, and a man and a two men must not sleep together under one sheet, under one blanket. That is, if they have to be sleeping on one bed, then they should have two separate blankets for them, two separate sheets. Both of them must not sleep under the same sheet. وَلَا تُفْضِي الْمَرْأَةُ إِلَى الْمَرْأَةِ فِي ثَوْبٍ وَاحِدٍ, and neither must a woman, must two women sleep together, especially our daughters also, when once they have grown up and they are sleeping on the same bed, if they have to, a double bed, but they should use separate sheets, separate blankets to cover themselves. They should not use the same blanket and their bodies touch. And especially at night, you don't know which part of the body opens up, so it shouldn't touch. And this applies to a boy also, who is a young boy, which is called an amrad, which is normally between the age of 10 and 18, when the beard hasn't come out fully. And there are many young boys who are even more handsome and look more beautiful than girls also. So to parda from them is also absolutely essential. You must maintain parda and not look at them unless it is absolutely essential, where under circumstances they have to. Otherwise, it causes a lot of fitna also between men. Homosexuality has become a common trend in the world also. And this is all because of neglecting these basic laws of Sharia. So may Allah give us tawfiq to maintain these laws. It is for our own peace of mind and for tranquility in the house, and to maintain happiness and to safeguard ourselves from big problems later.